Gusto. They are the dynamic duo of dining.
Oh, it's a wine and food show, Stu.
It's a food and wine show, trust me.
Look right here, it's Sip and Chew. It's wine and food.
Because Chew rhymes with Stew, that's the only reason.
Are you glorified fry cook?
Yeah, grape killer.
Now it's time to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, second Sunday of 2020. And Mike is not here this morning, folks. It is Mardi Gras ball season, as everyone knows. Mike is the Marquis de Sip of Mardi Gras in this town.
I love that title.
Yeah, and he goes to a lot of them. Went to one last night. We don't, you know, we usually give him a little leeway during Mardi Gras season so that he can go out and do what he does best, which is, you know, visit with people and talk a little wine and whatnot. But he usually gives us some on-the-site stuff from Mardi Gras Day. Last year, he went to Bob's Downtown Diner, one of our sponsors now. But every year, for those who don't know, during Mardi Gras, Bob's Downtown Diner and a few other people get together, and they feed all of our law enforcement officers who are having to work down there and keep the unruly's ruled. So last year, Mike went down there and got us some live from that.
Unruly's at
yeah.
Mardi Gras? Is that possible?
Yeah, the unruly's that must be ruled. But So we're going to let him sleep in this morning since he was kicking off the river. I believe last night was the first big ball of the season. I'm not sure because I'm not a baller. But
that would have been Condi, maybe?
I have no idea.
Me either.
Charlie, I honestly know I'm going to the Pharaohs. That's the only ball I can tell you the name of. I have never been to one, and I'm looking forward to it. Heather and I are going. It's
yeah, it's good fun. It really is.
Mm-hmm. But the music industry lost one of the absolute legends this week, and it's interesting because most people in the world have never heard the name Neil Peart, but at the same time, he's the most famous drummer that ever lived. He was the drummer for the band Rush from Canada. Their most famous song is Tom Sawyer. Everybody knows it because it's in just about every movie with sports involved. And it comes in with cool keyboards and a great drum beat. Well, Neil Peart passed this week. He lost a battle to cancer that he has been battling, and that's why he had to retire from recording, why the band Rush retired as a band, because, you know, it wasn't the same without all three. So for those of you who don't know Neil Peart, Charlie's going to play a drum solo that he did at concerts that he named The Rhythm Method. For those of you who do know Neil Peart, you're going to enjoy the hell out of the next 8 minutes.
And I just want to say, for those who are not in the know, be patient, because what you think is going to be the whole serenade changes dramatically into different parts.
And remember, folks, it's just one man on a drum set. Everything you hear, one person playing live on one drum set. Everything. Yeah, Charlie looks surprised. We'll be right back. That makes me feel like Venus Flytrap there at the end.
Love that gong at the end.
Yeah, yeah.
Was that a signature of his?
One of them.
Yeah.
That entire drum solo again is called The Rhythm Method. It's by the late greatest drummer of all time, Neil Peart of the band Rush, who passed away this weekend.
8.5 minutes. And you said what after he would do that kind of show?
Well, they towards the end of Rush's touring career, they'd have about a 3-hour show. This would be part of it midway through. And Charlie, that's a shorter version. It grew to like 16 or 17 minutes.
Wow.
But Rush got to where they couldn't play back-to-back nights because his drumming was taking such a toll on his body, he needed a day to recover.
Very athletic performance.
Yeah, and I don't just mean laying around the house kicking it. I mean a deep tissue massage and whirlpools, and like a football player goes through on Monday mornings. But again, that was Neil Peart. That was his drum solo.
Canadian?
The Rhythm Method. Yes, Canadian. He's Canadian.
Okay.
I want to thank our sponsors real quick. We got Bob's Downtown Diners. I mentioned earlier they helped make us go. And our good friends at Hall's Sausage. Let's not forget about that. I'll tell you right now, that andouille that they do is probably the best andouille that I have had anywhere. And I've had people from New Orleans come over here and tell me that's better than any andouille they've had in New Orleans.
Fantastic. Boy, that's a recommendation.
That is praise. Because I've had a bunch of them that had come over here, tried something I did with it, and went, where you get that? Well, Hall Sausage, Chickasaw, Alabama, Iroquois, right there on Iroquois.
Mm-hmm.
And those that want to get in on it, and David Hubble has, he let me know. In fact, I'll try and scroll up to it. The name of the ball that Mike went to last night was called Queens with Dreams, and it's one of the newer ones.
Okay.
So Mike is, you know, as Marquis de Sip, is having to go to the new ball and break it in properly. So that's why he's not here this morning.
Marquis de Sip. You know, we need to do a promo using that.
Yeah. Well, we need to do new promos.
Yeah, and you haven't mentioned our text line.
Yeah, I was about to get to that. David Hubble, you know, just let us know on the Callahan's Irish Social Club text line. You could text us at that, which is 343-0106, to get in on the conversation, or you can give us a call. We are more than happy to yak at you. And, Charlie, we got a big show today. We got stuff. Mobile's economy is huge. It is stronger right now than I have ever seen any city's economy in my entire life. And I base that on the fact that it is traditional. Come December 26, restaurants are ghost towns.
Yeah.
Okay. Every restaurant that I see is packed every single night. We're, you know, a week and a half into January now. This is usually the slowest month of the year in this industry.
And you said also there was a huge crowd downtown for the ball game.
Yeah, that brought in a lot of people from Ohio and from Louisiana. Great people. Visited with some. We went to Squid Ink, and there was some folks next to us that from the University of Miami. So I talked to them for a few minutes. Great people. I don't know that I have ever seen a crowd come to a bowl game in Mobile as large as this one was.
Yeah.
And I'm talking – when we were at Squid Ink, Charlie, that was 9 days before the bowl game that we were running into fans who were already in Mobile. Spent 10 days here, a lot of them.
And we love it when visitors come in and spend money.
Yeah, and if you watched, they did a lot of interviews with them. What did you think of the city and all that? And the one thing every one of them said was, the food here is incredible. And it is. Our food scene right now is rocking.
Yeah.
Yeah, and when you take in all the new stuff, and we're going to talk about that later, is our folks at Bienville Bites, who do the walking tour of downtown Mobile, where every restaurant you go to, you get a bite or two. They put out a list of 13 new restaurants coming in 2020. I've got a few of them written down so we can discuss them. Mike and I went to one of those on opening night Monday, the Hummingbird Way in the Oakley District.
So that would be like a soft opening?
Yeah, it was a soft opening. All the money for the food went to charity. And it gives the restaurant a chance to see if there's any kinks. They had a few.
Kind of like a dress rehearsal.
Yeah, it's exactly what it is. That's a lot of people call it a dress rehearsal.
Yeah.
But some people, when they do a soft opening, they'll just invite friends and family. And they'll either do a deep discount on it, or some are even just totally free. And then some, and I've been to several of those, and I like this idea too, is they do collect money for the food, but it goes to charity. And that's what the Hummingbird Way was doing.
In the interest of self-preservation, do you think maybe we ought to play a couple of commercials?
Yeah, we probably should. But folks, you can give us a call at 343-0106.
Join the conversation. Want to hear from you.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
All them cats is drinking that wine, drinking that mess, their delight.
All right, we are back, and thank you all for indulging me on the drum solo by Neil Peart. He is one of the most influential songwriters. You know, that's the other thing, is the drumming was beyond anything any other human is really capable of. And he was also the lyricist for the band. And
now, you said in the early days he was with Buddy Rich.
No. He just played a gig with Buddy Rich one time.
Oh, okay. No. I didn't know if that's
now, there was a real quick funny story. The original drummer for the band Rush was a guy named John Rutsey, who was a fine, decent rock and roll drummer. But after, you know, the first tour, he's like, listen, I don't think this band's going anywhere. I'm going to go get a job. So, Geddy Lee and Alex Lifeson, the other two members, needed a drummer, so they started holding auditions. And Neil was the first one to audition. And when he left the room, Alex is like, we got to hire him. Did you hear that? We've got to hire – that's our drummer. And Geddy Lee's like, what if all of them are that good? What if he's like the worst drummer that – of the entire audition, and you want to jump and hire him now? And then when they went through all the auditions, Geddy was like, oh yeah, that's the best drummer that's ever lived. All right, so again, thank you for indulging my fanboy of Neil Peart on his passing. And I was telling Charlie, the economy is booming in this town because you don't go out to eat unless you have disposable income. And from what I can tell, just about everyone in this area is eating at a restaurant every single night. So folks in Mobile are rich. Rich.
Well, and like you said, normally during the Christmas, New Year's holiday period, there's a lot of nights where a lot of restaurants are like ghost towns.
Yeah, most of January is like that. You have a few little things every now and then. There'll be weird days that for whatever reason, everyone decides, let's all go out to eat on Wednesday night at 7:13.
Mm-hmm.
You'll have things like that, but I'm seeing restaurants that are packed from 4 o'clock till 9 o'clock every day.
So packed. Like when the Senior Bowl comes, it could be a, let's go out to eat and maybe we'll run into a few head football coaches.
Yeah, there'll be some of that. I'm looking forward to Senior Bowl this year. There's going to be some good stuff.
I think so.
Well, Monday night, I alluded to it in the first segment. Mike and I were lucky enough to get on the invite list for the new restaurant in the Oakley District, the Hummingbird Way. This is what used to be Kitchen on George. Before that, it was Bella Cazina. It's been a few other things. Kitchen on George being the most famous. Our good friend Carl Tilley took that restaurant to heights unknown in this town before moving on to bigger and better things. It made him Chef of the Year, a well-deserved honor. And, you know, when the university shut down their culinary program, it left a hole. And our good friend Jim Smith filled that hole in. Jim Smith, if you don't know, is the executive chef at the Governor's Mansion for roughly a decade, left that and had a really good top 10 run on Top Chef, and decided it's time to open my own place. And he thought about everything he had done working with Alabama Seafood, and he said, you know, Mobile is the place in the state that I want to open a restaurant. And he did, and it was phenomenal. And it is definitely a Valentine's Day place. I would jump all over it as soon as I could to make those Valentine's reservations.
And do it now.
Yeah. Do it quickly, because if you're making reservations the week of Valentine's, as busy as restaurants are right now, and it's on a Friday this year, you're going to end up taking her to McDonald's. So get on it. 343-0106, the Callahan's Irish Social Club text line.
You The best in sports talk. Call of the day.
What is your definition of fake news?
Fake news is reporting fake news.
No.
Brilliant.
There was a time when people thought the Earth was a level plain between two mountains that were set there to hold up the sky, and that the stars were lamps hung from that sky.
The sports you love to talk about. Weekday afternoons at 2 with Paul Feinbaum on FM Talk 106.5. To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
We're just going to have to do without the liners until I find them, I guess.
Here we go. How about this, Charlie? Hey, this is Stuart Reb Donald. You're listening to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu. Yeah, that worked, didn't it?
Yeah, and this is Charlie Moss, and occasionally I listen.
Well done, folks. We got a lot of people on the Facebook Live right now, and you can check that out.
But they're not calling.
Well, no, they're chatting.
Oh, I see.
We got comments on, and I can actually see them this week.
But nobody can hear them on the radio unless you
No. When we go to the commercial breaks, man, this place gets crazy. You people just listen to it on the radio, you're missing out on it. You should be watching the Facebook Live, facebook.com/.
You're only saying that because you're on camera.
Phil keeps coming in here. He's got a pink tutu and a Rottweiler on a leash. And he comes in here and he tap dances. It's the most amazing thing.
That tutu's kind of tight, Phil.
Yeah, a little bit tight, but you could tell it's from his younger days. I want to once again thank our sponsors, Hall's Sausage. Working with Tony at Bob's Downtown Diner, going to see if we can't merge the two and have a Hall's Red Hot hash. I would be all over that. I love
the
Red Hots.
Precisely, where is the corner of Fat and Happy?
It's in downtown Mobile. You know the address. You did the commercial.
It's St. Francis, about two blocks west of...
Of the temple.
West there. Of Bienville Square.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And going west means you're moving away from the water.
Yeah. And east of the temple.
Yeah.
And Panini Pete said, Charlie! So, hey, say hey to Pete.
Well, hello, Pete. Thank you for all the good restaurant touring you all do. Right.
I'm going to hit on a couple of little things here real quick. This is the time of year, Charlie, where restaurants are bombarded with what I call the you're just kidding yourself diet. All the people who made the New Year's resolutions that they're going to eat better and all of this. So you have to stock up on your salads.
Okay, I got to add one more.
Please do.
My favorite diet at my house is, so you're going on a cruise in 2 weeks and you want to lose 10 pounds diet. And the way you do that, you just don't eat anything.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Skip meals.
There's nothing healthy about that.
I know.
But the just kidding yourself diet, and you'll see it in restaurants, you have to stock up on lettuce. And the other thing you have to stock up on is ranch dressing. Because somehow, some way, people think if you put ranch dressing, it's still healthy. And it's not. You've ruined it.
Isn't there a bunch of calories in ranch?
Yeah. The only dressings that are healthy are vinaigrettes. Mm-hmm. If it's creamy, you might as well eat a cheeseburger and fries because you're ingesting just as much fat and cholesterol. The creamy dressings are not healthy, period. And that's what you see. And the one example I give, I was working at this one restaurant, Charlie, and the ladies all came in the first day after New Year's. Y'all, we're eating healthy, y'all. New Year's resolution, we're eating healthy, so we're going to get the grilled chicken salads. All right, three grilled chicken salads. Hey, can I get a fried chicken breast instead of a grilled chicken breast? Sure, if you want. Oh, we'll all do that. We'll all do the fried chicken breast. All right, and what dressing would you like that? Ranch. Okay. All right, and can you bring us like three ranches each? We like to drown our salad in it. Oh, and extra cheese and extra bacon. By the time they were done with these salads, they had more fat and calories in them than the worst burger you can get at Burger King.
See, and a lot of people do that same thing with a baked potato.
A salad, baked potatoes just aren't healthy. They have no nutritional value. Potatoes, though delicious, and I love them, lose all their nutritional value when you cook them.
That's you ever tried to eat a raw tomato, though? I mean, potato?
Yeah, it's not that. Right. I get it. You need to supplement it with other healthy things. You realize that's negative.
But by the time you load it down with all the other stuff that people on a loaded potato.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but How many people eat a potato to be healthy? I mean, that's
well, I guess
to stay alive. And my brother makes a great point, a wonderful point. When people say, "Oh, that's not healthy," he goes, "Will it keep you alive if you're starving?" Well, yeah. How is that not healthy? And, well, he makes a great point.
Well, that's healthier than the alternative, I guess.
Sarah Lasseter says, "Man, those salads sound good." Yeah, a healthy salad is vegetables and a vinaigrette, and maybe a little bit of cheese. But if it's got bacon in it, you've ruined it. It's not healthy anymore. And you see this all the time, and they'll come in. And I had this one at an Italian restaurant one time. "Girls, let's all eat light today and just get fettuccine Alfredo." And I started laughing.
Yeah.
And she goes, "Why are you laughing?" I said, "Sweetheart, there's more calories and fat in fettuccine Alfredo than there is in that angry Whopper over there at Burger King with an extra large fry." "But we left the chicken out. The chicken's not the problem. The Alfredo sauce is the problem."
Hey, being the Fern King on the show, can I share
one? Oh, Fern Bar Captain?
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah.
I kind of like the salads at McAllister's.
I mean,
they're huge salads. You're challenged to eat the whole thing. But it's mostly, and you can get the vinaigrette on it.
Yeah, and if you're trying to eat healthy, eat a vinaigrette. The other thing, and this came up, I saw this on my Facebook feed yesterday. Aaron Bradley, who's been on the show, celebrity chef, had a post that said, "A server is only as fast as their dumbest customer." So if you're thinking, "Oh, my server's taking too long," look at the other tables that they're waiting. And if you see one of them being a problem, step up and say, "Hey, quit running the server to death. You're messing up my meal." Just say something yourself. The server's not allowed to tell someone, "Hey, it's not okay for me to run back to the kitchen four different times to get you four different ranches. You should have ordered at the beginning of the meal." They can't say that.
Yeah.
You know? So, because I'll tell you right now, Charlie, if I'm sitting at the table next to you, I'm going to say something to you.
You know, one of the things that I like to do, and I guess it's part of the being in the radio business, but when we're out eating, I actually like to have a brief bits of conversation with the server when they're coming, like, "How's your day going?"
Yep.
Or, "I hope you're having a good day," or, "Nice to see you," or, "Nice to meet you." And I'll ask the name because I'm a little nearsighted. I told one waitress one time, if I got close enough to read your name tag, you'd have to slap me. So I just ask, you know. But I think it, you know, try to make people feel a little better. There's nothing worse than just not saying anything to your server.
Yeah.
You know, they're people, too.
Oh, I've had people at restaurants before that literally never say a word to the server. They'll be on their phone. They point at what they want.
Mm-hmm.
They do this when they want their check.
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now, that's 150% tip if you're like that. 150%. Whatever your meal is.
Somebody snapped their fingers at me, I'd turn around and leave the room for five minutes.
Yeah. But we got a break coming up, Charlie.
No.
Oh, okay, cool.
Unless you want to go early, and I don't.
Nah. Okay. Bienville Bites, and it'll probably take us on into the next segment, too, released a list on their website, their blog post, about new restaurants coming in the Mobile area in the next year.
And is that a Facebook page there on?
No, this was, I believe it was BienvilleBites.com. They have a Facebook page.
Just like Bienville Square, Bienville Bites.
Yeah. They're a walking food tour of downtown Mobile.
Wow.
You pay to be in it, and they take you to, I don't know, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 restaurants, however many participate.
And you write up a review or something?
No, you just get a bite at each restaurant. You get to try a bunch of restaurants in one afternoon on a Saturday.
What walking a concept. That's a great idea.
Oh, they're a great place. I love these people a lot. They've invited Mike and I to come, and it's just been so hard for us to get a Saturday off to go. But some highlights on this list. There's a place coming called Mobay Beignet Company.
Mobay Beignet.
That, from what I have seen, it's essentially going to be Mobile's own version of a Café du Monde type setup. Mm-hmm. They're going to have coffee, café au lait, and beignets, and that's the menu.
Can I say something about that?
What?
About beignets, because I don't remember where it was, and it was years ago. But there was the New Orleans beignet, which was what we all know as a beignet. Right. And then somebody said, well, we got to have a Mobile beignet. And it was sort of a twist with the same batter, the same sugar. And
the Mobile beignet.
Yeah.
is invented by Panini Pete.
Okay.
Yeah, which is I believe Pete told me, and you correct me if I'm wrong, Pete, that it was your grandmother's recipe for like a German fried pastry, very similar. And a beignet, by definition, is a fried donut.
Sure.
It's a French fried donut. So the shape is not relegated.
Oh, okay.
And Pete says they still do beignets Saturday and Sunday at Squid Ink as well. And Heather and I had them, and big as a monkey's fist. They were huge.
And I guess they're doing it on the Sunday morning, Saturday and Sunday morning breakfasts at Ed's Seafood Shed. The only breakfasts on the Causeway.
Yeah.
That I know of.
Yeah. And it's a great breakfast. But so I'm looking forward to that. We know that the Cheese Cottage is getting ready to open up a sequel called The Cheese Merchant in the old Merchants Bank building. Great name there. I'm looking forward to that. And, of course, Hummingbird Way just opened this week. I'm telling you, that's where you want to take her for Valentine's this year. Not that there aren't other places to go.
Hummingbird Way.
Yeah, the Hummingbird Way there at 351 George Street in the Oakley District. Used to be Kitchen on George. Another great place for Valentine's is Dolphins, which we all know at the top down there. Well, Bob Baumhauer is about to match it with a place in the basement called Las Floriditas. He's been working on this for a few years. It is a Cuban speakeasy.
Wow.
So look forward to that.
Old, so there's going to be one at the top of the building and
one
basement.
Underneath the building. Used to be the old Wells Fargo.
Way to go, Bob.
Yeah. At Old Majestic Brewery has, I believe, just opened, and I'm anxious to try them. This is one that excites me. Gwen's House, soul food restaurant that's opening at what used to be the Crapplebee's on Highway 90. And Gwen, I'm going to come out there and take a look, because I saw that kitchen when it was Applebee's, and it was hands down the most disgusting kitchen I'd ever been in my life. It was about 15 years ago. It's not like it was recent. But, I mean, the Applebee's did nothing to maintain that. There was an inch thick of water the servers had to walk through.
So what's the name of the new place going to be?
Gwen's House.
Gwen's House.
Yeah, so all the luck there. And the one that I really, and I'm going to talk about it when we come back, that I'm interested in is called Oyster Republic Collective Eatery.
Wow.
Yeah. We'll talk a little more about that, what I've been able to find out about it, which is not much.
Well, you know, Key West is the Conch Republic. Maybe Mobile needs to become the Oyster Republic.
We're the Azalea City, man. We got enough nicknames.
Yeah, but they call it the Port City now.
Well, it's a port city, too. It's Alabama's port city. It's the Azalea City.
We know that.
Okay. 343-0106 if you want to get in on the conversation, or send us a text on the Callahan's Irish Social text line.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Pretty good. How are you?
Doing good. What can I get for you today?
I'll start with a taco, soft like a cloud. I want mine crunchy, I like to eat loud.
I'll choose a chalupa,
I'll grab a gordita,
and two taco salads for our senoritas.
And a burrito supreme,
with extra sour cream.
It's a cylindrically shaped seasoned beef dream.
A taquito,
and Doritos,
some cinnamon twists,
a chicken border bowl.
Are you getting all this?
All right, so
and you know that nothing beats a
Mexican pizza.
We'll take two of those.
But please hold the diced tomatoes. And I admit I've always felt
I'm in love with a Mexi-Man.
Make mine with a little extra love and think of me.
As the cheese drops from your Taco Bell glove.
And that's it.
No, that's not it.
I also want a double-decker taco, cause I'm feeling wild, and make my sauce fire.
He'll take my own.
And we'll take two Mountain Dew Baja Blast for a chance at $25 cash. I'm told there's a winner for every 5 minutes.
But I'm stealing your online code if you win it.
Why would you do that?
You owe me 25 bones.
I owe you 5.
Plus interest. It was a loan.
And I think we'll be satisfied if we get some Mexican rice on the side.
Yeah, sir, we just came inside a drink.
Yeah, the Mountain Dew Baja Blast,
oh,
two of them.
We got $2 left. Okay, can we repeat the order back to you?
Yeah, go for it.
All right, soft taco, a hard taco, a chalupa, a gordita, two taco salad for the lady, a burrito supreme with extra sour cream, and cheesy fiesta potatoes, and chorizo, cinnamon twist, dusty chicken bowl, and two Mexican pizza, but hold the tomatoes. Double-decker tacos, two large Baja Blast, and a side of rice. Is that correct, sir?
You're pretty amazing.
I think that's it.
4269, drive around to the window.
All right.
All right.
How did that guy do that?
Oh, my goodness.
Love that commercial. Well, it's not a commercial. It's
I'll tell you, whoever was working the drive up that day got a raise.
Yeah, because he handled that, didn't he?
Yeah, or he's become the manager.
Okay, so we were talking about this list that Bienville Bites put out of, of 13 new restaurants planning on coming in 2020. I only wrote down about 10 because I ran out of paper and I had to get here. But there's one that really caught my interest called Oyster Republic Collective Eatery. Charlie has no idea what we're talking about right now.
Well, I know what an oyster is.
Well, there we go. From what I understand, this is going to be what Fairhope's had them for a couple of years now, and a lot of other major cities had them. They're called food halls.
Mm-hmm.
A food hall is like the food court in a shopping mall, only there's no shopping mall. It's just the food court. It's you walk in, there's tables in the center like a cafeteria and stalls all around the edge that are different restaurateurs selling different food.
Okay.
And it's a great place to incubate new businesses. Our good friends at Serial Killer, they're over in the mill in Fairhope, and that's essentially what it is. It's a food hall. And I look to see them moving into their own brick and mortar soon because it's fantastic. A lot of the places they've got in the mill are terrific restaurants that are in that incubation stage. And I have been thinking myself, Mobile is overdue for this. This is going to go in next to Heroes on Dolphin Street. We know that. We know the name. We know the basic concept. And that's kind of all anyone knows right now. I have done some prying, and there is rumor, just rumor, maybe with a splash of conjecture in there, that Jake Peavy is leading the charge on this place. And that's great. He's done a lot of great things for downtown Mobile, for the city. And I would be fully behind Jake Peavy bringing in a food hall to downtown Mobile. I personally would put it on St. Louis because I like that area the way it's developing. But Dolphin Street is not a bad place for it, you know, unless you're one of the restaurants right around there.
See, I've always thought they ought to do something with the vacated Sears Essential building out in Tillman's Corner. Use the whole building for like a food court or food hall kind of a thing.
The population density is not enough out there to support something like that.
I understand, buildings all over town.
Yeah, you know what I think you're going to see going in there? University of South Alabama.
Yeah, that's happening over on in Biloxi.
Yeah, and that's a great use for a lot of these old buildings is to put schools in them. Save money building new buildings.
In Biloxi, I can't remember the mall's name now, but Tulane University has a campus in there.
Yeah.
Anyhow, Bill Finch.
Yeah.
And, pull up the microphone so you can talk.
Yeah. Bill Finch is actually in studio for the first time in 6 weeks. Is that correct?
Roughly? No, that's about right.
Yeah. And I'm glad to see you, Bill.
Well, thanks. Better than the reverse.
You were going to ask him your tree question before you get to sweet potatoes and yams.
Oh, no, I just told him I had trees come down during the storm yesterday.
That windy day yesterday.
Yeah, we were getting into that. You can't eat a tree. Well, you can, but it's not a water oak.
If I salvage it, it'll be oak for the fireplace next year, and if the city salvages it, it's whatever the city wants to
do. You know, the fun part about water oak is that you'll never burn it fast enough, so it will be soil in about a year and a half, and it makes great garden soil. I keep telling people that. It rots about as quick as anything.
Yeah, I'm finding that out.
Yes.
I've got a lot of water oak laying in the – I don't buy kindling. I just go – I haven't bought firewood in 2 years. I just go out and pick it up because it's just falling everywhere.
Yeah,
now, when I burn fire in the fireplace, I've got a lot of older wood that my dad purchased or cut down himself while it was green, but it's older. I mean, and what would take two logs to burn, I might go through four or five, but it's still free.
Yeah, that's right.
You know?
That's right.
And I harvest my wood from the yard. I have trees that come down, big limbs all the time, because there's water oaks everywhere.
Yeah.
And, you know, they were planted when the neighborhood was new, which was 50 years ago. And isn't that about the lifespan of a live oak? 40, 50 years?
About 50 years here. Yeah. And it's too bad it doesn't make good smoking wood. It's just not good for smoking.
Bill, isn't that the tree you say spends the first 25 years growing and the next 25
years
dying?
I wish I was smart enough. It's just something I learned early on from people around Mobile.
Being in my early 50s, I feel the same way as the tree.
That's right. That's like all of us.
Yeah, but we got a minute left, folks. And again, Mike is out today because it's Mardi Gras season. He may be in and out the next couple of weeks.
And what is his title?
He
again?
Is the Marquis de Sip.
Marquis de Sip.
A Mardi Gras, the unofficial, unofficial mayor of Mardi Gras town.
Somebody has to be a taster.
Somebody does. But we've had a great show today, and again, and I don't know if Bill heard it, but we played the slight short 8-minute drum solo by Neil Peart this morning called The Rhythm Method to memorialize his passing. He is one of the most influential songwriters that I have ever listened to. I have always taken great influence from the way he used his sense of rhythm when choosing words. And you can almost hear the music, the way he puts words together just reading it, because he was a percussionist. And so his words had the syllables where they belong. We got to go, folks. Get out there. I know you're out there because the restaurants are packed. Tip those servers. Servers earn those tips. Do not drink and drive, folks. With Mardi Gras season, call Uber. Call Yelp. Call Bill. He can hop on the back of his bike, probably.
Or Mike.
Yeah, but most of all, number one, provolone.
Provolone.